Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's showdown with Detroit.
Okay, appreciate everybody being out here. Thanks for coming. Beautiful day for football. Every day is a beautiful day for football. I want to congratulate Terrell Suggs on his induction this week in the Ring of Honor. Nobody more deserving, obviously. Ring of Honor Raven. His picture's right there with all the greats. So one of the all-time great players to ever play here. One of the all-time great guys, leaders, characters, the whole thing. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Terrell Suggs stories being written this week, and there'll be a lot of laughs that go with it because that's who he is. So really just proud of him and happy for him. What questions do you have?
So what is your favorite Suggs story?
When he comes in, ask him about the first year when he didn't have the right shoes to get on the bus to travel down to Miami. Ask him about that one, how that went.
How did that turn out?
He was there. He played. I think he had a few sacks. It turned out great.
John, obviously they're good players, but is there something unique about the Lions' offensive scheme? Like, what makes them so dangerous offensively?
Well, they're executing at a high level, you know, and it starts with the quarterback. Jared's doing a great job with it. It's a system that he's basically grown up in. That system is the system he learned right from the first year when he started off with McVay, Coach Sean McVay. And he just knows how to run those plays really well. I think the timing is really good. The receivers are on the same page, the backs and everything. They've been in it for a few years now, and they're just executing at a high level.
Speaking of execution, where do you kind of look at things in terms of your offense? Yeah. 6 weeks in, it seems like in the first half, things are clicking pretty well.
I think it's just a product of work in progress. You know, we're in the process of trying to build this thing out, chasing all the details of all different things to get the execution we want consistently. I don't think it's a product of first half, second half, any particular quarter, anything like that. It's more of a process of us being consistently good at what we do, executing at a real crisp level. That's why we practice so hard. The guys are all chasing that kind of perfection every single rep in practice, and you just chase that improvement, and that's what we're working on.
Why has Jadavion been able to fit in so well? I mean, come in the middle of the camp and then plug and play, literally just going nonstop, incredible production.
Yeah.
Like he's been here for 10 years.
That's a great question. I think, first of all, he's a really good player. You know, he's very talented. So talent travels well, you know. And also I would say his attitude and work ethic are top notch. You know, he's got a great mindset. He comes out here every day, gives you everything he's got. He's a joy to be around in the meeting rooms, weight room, everywhere. He's into it, and just kind of guy you like to have around. He's a first-rate NFL football player.
John, Kyle Van Noy called the Lions potentially you guys' toughest challenge, at least on the defensive side of the ball. Do you share that when you look at this offense?
Yeah, I'm not really rating the challenges. I mean, they're all the ones that you face. They seem like the one that comes up is the toughest one. You know, that's how you feel about it. But I think they're obviously very good. They've got one loss. They're leading their division. They've won the recent games by large margins. I mean, they haven't even been in a close game, I don't think, since early in the season. They're tough. They're physical. They're legit. So we're looking forward to the game. Can't wait to get out there and play.
John, we saw all the way back, as you kind of foreshadowed the other day. How big a deal is that, not just because of how good he is, but having him there will kind of allow you to apportion workloads the way you might want them to with that group? Or?
Well, yeah. I mean, he'll take a lot of reps, I'm sure, as much as he can. You know, where he's at health wise. We have a bunch of guys rotating in now. You know, I mean, you got to give Jeremiah Moon a lot of credit, right? He's taking a full workload share, apportioned. I'm trying to work that in somehow, but I can't figure out how. It's a nice word you use right there. But no, it's a good group, and it's great to have Adafe back. Well, I know we've done well at home, you know. As far as over the league, I think it's a little over 50%. So, you know, 3 points, that's what Vegas says, right? That's generally what they say. I'd probably go with that. They seem like they know what they're doing out there.
What I tell you, it's down to 1.5.
Oh, it's down to 1.5? No, I'm not talking about this game. I'm talking generally. Oh, that's what it is now? 1.5. So to your point, well, then, you know, I think your question is it's not as much as it used to be. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess, like, why do you think that is? Is it because of research? Or?
I have no idea why. But I'll go with Vegas, the odds makers. They know. That's the first I heard of it, yeah.
Okay. So you don't really know any of the details?
John, along those lines, did you guys raise anything to the NFL about Simmons maybe kind of spearing the day on that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, we sent our plays in. You know, we sent our plays in. I think I'd probably just leave it at that. So you send all the plays in. That you.
On a related note, to see guys like Malik Harris and Brandon Stevens, you know, Malik's playing on the outside. Brandon, I know you guys, the plan initially was for him to play safety, but for them to come in and play at such a high level as a spot that maybe a year ago you didn't expect, I guess just what does it kind of speak to the advantage of being in the system for as long as they have, just being kind of willing to embrace that?
It's exactly that. I mean, the fact that you got guys that work hard, that have been able to stack reps in the system, as you said, and try to pay attention to detail in terms of technique, and are talented, you know, hard workers, to see the results out there is really rewarding.
Do you also think that, you know, Mike's second year with his system here and players are just more comfortable in that system because you guys are getting so many contributions across the board from so many players? Is that in part due to, you know, Mike being in the second year?
Sure. I mean, you know, continuity is a big deal, you know, and the guys learn, and that way they're not starting over, consistently starting over. And I think our coaches do a great job. Mike does a great job. You know, Chris Hewitt back there, you're talking about the defensive backs, do a great job. Denard has done a fantastic job. I mean, all the defensive coaches have done really well. All the coaches have done great. I think we have a great staff.
John, I think Detroit started 0-9 a couple of years ago, but you guys had your hands full when you played them. I guess could you sort of see even then that the sort of the culture there was moving in the right direction and they were going
to
be?
Well, we had a tough game against them. I'm sorry. Go ahead and finish. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just could you sort of see that they were going to, you know, eventually get it turned around there?
Yeah, I mean, you could see that they were really talented and really tough. You know, you could see that at the time, and they've done a great job.
John, all right. You obviously addressed the ties boundary situation the other day. Just curious how difficult it is to sort of plan, you know, without him and the challenge that goes into that. And then if there's any frustration.
I just really want what's best for Tyus. You know, I want this to kind of get resolved because he's worked hard to get physically where he can come back and play. You know, he's worked really hard to do it. And I think there's some doctor's meetings going on this week. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what the resolution is. I mean, I'm hopeful that he gets back and plays. You know, that's what you'd want. It's going to be in his court, I think. You know, that's my understanding of it. And we'll just see what happens. But those are serious, real decisions that guys have to make. So we'll see.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.